Welcome back to FYC
for your
child self.
And today is a very special episode because not only are we reviewing one of the best Disney animated features of all time, but we are also celebrating Victoria's birthday today. Woo! It is Victoria's birthday extravaganza spectacular episode.
My birthday wish for you to all comment on our Instagram post.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers, bitch. Woo! Woo-hoo. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And without further ado, hit it.
Ale, what was your cartoon moment of the week?
How many extras does it take to jumpstart a car?
Like
4 is the answer.
Like movie extras?
Yes, like movie extras. And 4. It's 4.
Okay.
My cartoon moment of the week is that my car broke down at the top of a very cold, humid hill in Malibu, which in general, not a bad place to be. But when it's 9 p.m.
fine.
And your car won't stop, not great.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I was at work and a bunch of other fellow extras were leaving. And with the help of one very kind extra who had jumper cables but had no idea how to use them, one extraordinary gentleman, shout out to Alejandro, who knew how to jumpstart a car but had no idea how to jumpstart my car because he was confused by one cable that was attached. The cable that was attached to my battery but was attached to my car. And then Daniel, shout out to him because he was the actual one that knew, actually knew how to jumpstart the car. And together, the four of us.
So it takes one person that knows how to do it, one person that almost knows how to do it, one person that has the
equipment,
and one person with a broken down car.
But knows how to pop open the hood of her own car.
Oh, yes.
I popped open the hood.
Yes, you did. Pop that hoodie.
And I held the flashlights.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because it was 9 p.m. in Malibu.
Yes, it was 9 p.m. in Malibu.
Dark as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your cartoon moment of the week?
We have crickets at the office. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's very, it's giving, it's giving Jiminy Cricket, it's giving Mulan, it's giving just
There's
a lot of noises while you're thinking, just like that's been like the soundtrack of my life, or the score recently has been very cricket filled. But yeah, it's been funny. You don't even see them, which is the worst part. Like it literally, if, sometimes it feels like it's happening just inside my head.
Like this.
Yeah, literally like that. But while I'm over here typing.
Tippy-typing.
The little crickets are going, having a party. Kind of a boring cartoon moment of the week, but it was, it's literally been quite literally plaguing me, so.
Ba-dunce. Reminder to do that Prince of Egypt episode one of these days.
We were talking about it last night for Passover.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That would make sense. But we're not talking about Prince of Egypt today.
No, we're also not talking about crickets. We're talking about Zootopia,
where anyone can be anything.
Yeah. I love this movie so much, you guys. But before we get started, I was just wondering if you've seen the movie Hot Fuzz.
I know it. I have not seen it.
Okay. I didn't think... So I watched the movie maybe 6 months after Zootopia came out. And for a really long time, sorry, I'm going to backtrack that a little bit. But for a really long time, I thought that I was like experiencing FOMO / I was the odd one out because I hadn't seen the movie Hot Fuzz. Recently, I have realized no one has seen the movie Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, I need to feel FOMO?
And I just guilted myself for not having seen it. Okay, I'm only asking this because I'm going to read you the log line for Hot Fuzz before we go into talking about Zootopia.
Okay.
But anyway, Hot Fuzz is about an overachieving London police sergeant who is transferred to a village where the easygoing officers are hate how like how much of like a rule stickler he is and like a rule book follower. But at the same time, like, all of these like disgusting murders are happening in, again, like a very small village. And the cop is played by Simon Pegg. And this takes place in, I guess, the English countryside. But the character of Simon Pegg is literally Judy Hopps, but like man. So I don't remember who was the one that recommended me this movie. And Human, not an animated movie, fully human. This is fully Simon Pegg being Simon Pegg. But for the longest time, I guess so many people were like, oh my God, you love Zootopia. You would love Hot Fuzz. You love Zootopia. You would love Hot Fuzz. I literally experienced ego death after watching Hot Fuzz because I was like, wow, nothing is original. Everything is a copy of something, because Zootopia is quite literally just Hot Fuzz, but with like animated and like the theme and the messages are a bit more, are a bit less casual, right? That being said, and I mentioned this during the Kung Fu Panda episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the girl protagonist. I don't care what it's a copy of. I don't care what it's referencing. I don't care what it, where it took inspiration from. I'm going to watch the girl version of it.
That's like small aside. This is like, last night I was talking about how there's like basically a bunch of versions of like a Girls Trip movie, but like for some reason it's all different races. Like there's Girls Trip, which is like the Black Girls Trip.
Yeah.
Then there's Rough Night, which is the white girls trip.
Yeah.
And then there's Joyride, which is the Asian Girls Trip. There's yet to be Hispanic Girls Trip.
What are you doing tomorrow?
That's basically what I'm saying. I don't care how many versions of a Girls Trip there is.
I'm like,
we got to write the Hispanic version. We got to write the Latino version.
Literally, I'm like, if storytelling is telling stories, tell me the stories I want to hear.
Epa.
Like, I, you know, and honestly, like, okay, obviously, like, I am an animated movie consumer. I will consume the animated movie before I consume it in any other version. So, like, I don't know. I'm kind of throwing this back into the listeners. If you've seen Hot Fuzz or if you haven't seen Hot Fuzz, like, what are your thoughts on like having the same story be told in different ways? Because I feel like for a long time, and at least in film school, it was like a big thing where people were like, oh, that's just from this. That's a copy of this and that. But like now working in the industry and like living in LA, you're kind of like, well, yeah, we're as creators, we're always taking inspirations from here and there.
And now like, it seems the studios just like literally just want just reboots.
Just the reboots. And like
sequels and right. IP.
Exactly. But that doesn't guarantee that doesn't guarantee the story being told well, you know?
Yeah. Hence, you pee, it's piss. That joke didn't land quite
what is that? Wanted.
No, because, you know, IP.
Uh-huh.
IP.
Oh!
IP, you piss. Yeah.
I got God.
I was gonna maybe I don't know.
No, that was like, good. That was like, good. But yeah. Anyway, so throwing that back out to the listeners. But also, Ale, what do you think?
Wait. So is your question like basically like how do I feel about these movies like sort of like being sort of like semi copies of each other?
Kind of homages, also.
Yeah, homages. As long as they have something new to say, like I don't see the issue.
Okay.
You know, because the audience for Hot Fuzz is not the same audience as the audience for Zootopia. Yeah. Or, like, there's not a huge overlap anyway in those
audiences. I'm the overlap. Yeah. And whoever recommended me to watch Hot Fuzz 8 years ago.
So I think that's the reason why we see so many versions of a similar story. Same thing with, like, fairy tales. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Countless versions of the same story. But at the end of the day, it's because what are their stories trying to tell us and why do they appeal and resonate with people so much.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. That was very well said. But anyway, I just wanted to add that note because like maybe if animation isn't your thing and you're just listening to support one of us or both of us or just wanted to hear about Zootopia, maybe Hot Fuzz is for you. Who knows?
But also, why are you here then? If not to support us.
Or maybe you're just here listening because we're your pals. And you've watched Hot Fuzz and you love Hot Fuzz, in which case, just fucking watch Zootopia. Just watch it, I promise. But yes, now that little aside is over, we are talking about Zootopia, written by the incredible Byron Howard, Rich Moore, and Jared Bush. Also directed by
Byron Howard, Rich Moore, and then co-directed by Jared Bush.
But it is a Disney movie. It's a Disney animation.
Yeah.
Not Pixar. I always want to make that distinction. It's not a Pixar movie. Yeah. Does not exist within the Cars universe. I'll be back on that one.
But yes, this This feature came out in 2016. So you wonder, why are we watching it today? Or why are we discussing it?
Yeah, why are we watching it today? I'm joking. It's because it's my favorite movie and it's my birthday extravaganza, but also...
So what Victoria wants, Victoria gets. And also, I do love this movie as well, so I'm really excited to be talking about it today.
No, but also, the second one is slated to come out pretty soon.
Yep. Zootopia 2 is slated to come out as of now, November 26, 2025. So
that's not bad. That's not a long time from now.
Well, like, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I mean, that's not a huge long wait. And, you know... That, keep an eye out for that episode whenever that comes.
I know. I will admit, though, and we, again, talked about this with Kung Fu Panda. How long is too long to wait before you get the sequel? I think 10 years is too long. I will say that.
You make a fair point, but also...
I know. Don't rush the process. Rush the process.
No, you're right, because I shit on Kung Fu Panda exactly for that reason, that it was, like, too many years between sequels. But also, I just love Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde so damn much. I love that world, so I'm, like, actually really excited to revisit, like, everything about Zootopia. And I feel like there's, like, this timeless quality to it, but I'm also interested in seeing, like, what the 2016 version and the 2025 version of Zootopia, like, how they compare.
I want to see how much they've grown, what they've added, because, like, I feel like we get the world playing a little bit, like, comparing this one a little bit to Elemental, it's, like, the same vibe. It's, like, a city where anything can happen.
Yeah, it's, like, it's built to be this, like, utopia.
Exactly.
With, like, horrid, horrid segregation. Yeah.
Funny.
I'm sorry, like, that's, like, one of the, like, first things,
literally,
like, it was bad, like, it was very blatant, and it was, like, one of the main selling points of the movie when it first came out. Which, also note, when it first came out, like, this was, like, pre, like, or, like, early MAGA stages, but not full-blown, where, like, everything has become a culture war nowadays. Okay, so, like, there were, like, articles that came out about it, but I didn't feel like there was the outrage with Zootopia that there would be if it came out now.
There was outrage when it won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature.
Really?
Because everyone was... And I feel... I don't know. Maybe this is just because of the climate that we were in. Emerson College in 2016. But...
it takes me back.
I know, but... A lot of people were like, why did three white guys make a movie about racism?
So fucking valid.
Yeah, but also I was like,
I noticed that too. Just, like, being back,
I was like, you're gonna have a problem with this 6 months after the movie came out.
I'm like, it's a little late for that. Yeah. But I do think it makes an interesting commentary about, like, at least the, well, at least the 2016 era climate of, like, of not so much racism as, like, microaggressions and how, like, institutionalized, like, these perceptions of, like, race and, like, culture, ethnicity are.
Without getting too deep, I've learned what a microaggression was because of this movie. Because I feel like I had experienced so many that I was just like, oh, whatever, this must be how everyone talks to everyone. But watching this movie, I was like, ah... This, I was like, other people experience this and other people think it's bad. Okay. Noted. I need to start thinking this is bad and I need to stop putting up with this shit.
Amen.
So, sorry, aside. You were there when Jeffrey wrote on my paper. I can tell you don't speak English.
That's right.
Like,
oh my God.
Like that. Like, that's what I mean.
Yeah, honestly, people need, like, people think about the things that you say. You never know. Like,
but yeah, I feel like when you're little, this movie means different things. And when you're, like, a young adult versus maybe an older adult, because, like,
and an even older adult.
And then probably an even older adult. So I know, like, it got the Oscar for Best Animated Feature. It is the best animated feature I think I've ever seen in my, and I love this movie so much, you guys. I watched it 4 times in theaters. I paid that,
whoa,
I know, I paid that Lowe's downtown Boston ticket 3 times. One time somebody else paid for it. My aunt paid for it.
Yeah, this was, like, pre-movie pass, pre-A-list. Like, you were paying those movie theater tickets.
I was paying those $16 every time.
Wow. That's dedication right there, folks.
Yeah.
But I love that you pointed out, like, the idea of, like, how children see it, because that's exactly how we start the movie. Like, yeah. we start, like, with Judy as a young kid and, like, how she interacts with her peers, both predator and prey, which is how they're labeled as such. It's, like, literally, like, you're predator or you're prey and that's it.
Yeah.
And then with all the, like, sort of labels that get associated with it. And seeing how these kids sort of label each other in the beginning, her interaction with the fox kid, like, Gideon
Gray.
But then it all comes back in the end. And so it's nice. It is cool that within the same movie you see, yeah. like, these transformations of these characters and how, like, their actions as children and, like, their perceptions as children have, mm-hmm. like, shaped them, but also have, like,
affected them and, yeah, like, pushed them in different directions.
Yeah, pushed them in different directions, how, like, they've realized, like, what their words actually meant, mm-hmm. like, back then in yeah. hindsight and, like, helps them grow as adults. So I thought it was a great touch.
Yeah.
To, like, have that whole, like, framework sort of guiding, not really guiding, but yeah.
Yeah. It almost kind of feels like in those universes, like Spy Kids, where the kids have just as much autonomy and are just as, are oftentimes even more right than the adults in the situations.
Mm.
But in this time in Zootopia, it's a little bit, it's more artfully done because it's the same character as a kid and the same character as an adult having, you know, like the adult Judy learns something from child Judy, even though maybe she doesn't see it that way.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, to continue, I guess, if you haven't seen Zootopia, I don't know why you're still listening to this, but thanks for being here. And if you have seen Zootopia, you know then that it's, Zootopia is a city of anthropomorphic animals where a rookie bunny cop, Officer Judy Hopps, and a cynical con artist Fox, no Officer Nick Wilde, work together to undercover a conspiracy.
Yeah, and they are both played beautifully by Jennifer Goodwin and Jason Bateman. Like, they are, it's so funny because they really play to type in these roles, but they, like, literally, like, just lend themselves so beautifully yeah. to these, like, characters.
Yeah.
And just, like, bring out the best of, like, their respective, like, I don't know, like, vocal, like.
Jason Bateman does an incredible voice performance, and I don't know how to describe it.
It's just, like, I don't know, because it's, like, one of those things where, like, both of them, like, when it's, like, Jennifer Goodwin as Judy, like, I hear her, like, I'm reminded yeah. of, like, her Snow White character yeah. Once Upon a Time. And then with Jason Bateman, I'm reminded of his, like, more cynical character from, like, Ozark, Arrested Development. Like, they're both very much playing to type.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it works especially well because it's, like, these two very different types coming together and, like, having this, like, really fun chemistry, which is, like, what we love about, like, these buddy cop movies.
Yeah, no, 100%. And the rest of the cast is pretty stacked as well. And I think that...
Yeah, it is.
When we get... Later in the episode, when we get to the who would you additionally cast, where I think I, at least, am going to have a very hard time trying to find someone to add to this mix of, like, star-studded...
Yeah, I mean,
literally star-studded cast.
We have Idris Elba, Jenny Slate, Nate Torrance, Bonnie Hunt.
Who is Sally from Cars.
Yes, Tommy Chong.
Oh, Tommy Chong.
J.K. Simmons, freaking...
My king.
Oscar winner, yeah. Octavia Spencer, Alan Tudyk, who's, like... I mean, at this point, like, the whole gag is just, like, him being in every possible Disney movie since... What was it? Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, yeah, Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also, and this is just like a little bitty about myself, I love the show Firefly. Have you ever seen it?
Again.
Early 2000s?
No, I know exactly which movie you're talking about because people on Tumblr, like in
it's a Tumblr show, yeah. It's definitely a Tumblr show.
It was like the Nathan Fillion obsession. Why, is he on that show?
He's on that, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's how I know him from, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And again, another one of those moments that I thought I was the only person in the world that hadn't seen Firefly and therefore... When I did, I was like, this is great. And then found out that not everyone has seen Firefly. And I'm like, oh, well, I know Alan Tudyk from Firefly. And everyone's like, well, that's not what we know him from. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm feeling that photo again.
You don't have to.
But
you're not missing out on much.
So basically, moral of the story is watch Firefly.
Watch Firefly. Watch Hot Fuzz. But not before you watch Zootopia.
Which also has, before we forget, Shakira playing pop star Gazelle.
Ooh, it's incredible. She does incredible. She has more than just a song. She actually has some lines. And Gazelle literally looks like Shakira from the Super Bowl. It's incredible. What were your initial thoughts? Obviously not after first watching, but like after, you know, quote unquote, watching this movie for 8 years. Like initial thoughts
Well, I mean, it's just like one of those things where it's like, what do you mean? Like, what do you think when you think about Zootopia?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like literally like, you know, it's a name. It's the world, mm-hmm. like itself. It's the fact, like, I'm always constantly and on every watch, like, seeing, like, these minute details that they put in to, like, sort of represent, like, every mammal community. Like, it's just, like, in a way that I'm just, like, oh, wow, there are people who can, in fact, conceive of an equitable society. Like whether yeah. there's, like, door accommodations, mm-hmm. like, neighborhoods built according yeah. to, like, the residents. Very ADA. Like, local culture.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, ADA.
Like, ADA friendly, yeah. Yeah, 100%. ADA friendly.
If only our infrastructure could be similar.
Yeah, the giraffes get their drinks at the top. They don't have to crouch down. It's just
like a lot elephants, of like the ice cream parlor built to size.
Yeah.
In like, again, like these different like boroughs that are dedicated to yeah. like different
the rodent ecosystems. Town, rodent city.
Little Rodentia.
Rodentia.
Little Rodentia, I've like loved. But yeah, like the Sahara, the tundra, the rainforest.
Yeah.
But I see there's no bird or fish representation.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm excited.
Not yet.
Let's see how they'll incorporate that.
I know.
But yeah, so it's just like, again, like the world is what I'm constantly thinking of, and like how the creators and like the animators just like, you know, plan for like these small details. It just like makes you excited. Like, I don't know. It's just like a cool, like little utopian society,
yeah.
which obviously has its like underbelly, but that's also a big part of the fun.
Yeah. Whenever I think of Zootopia, for some reason, I really like the first scene that pops into mind is when Weaselton.
Weaselton? Yes, it is yes. Weaselton.
Okay, I got confused because in Frozen it's Weaselton. So I, but when Weaselton,
one of the many Easter eggs in this movie.
Yeah, there's many, but when Weaselton is robbing the flower shop, that's the scene. I don't know why, but and again, I've seen this movie probably 100 times now. To me, Zootopia starts there, and I know it doesn't, but like that scene is just so monumental to me. That, like, every time I watch it, it's always a nice surprise to see how adorable and how, like you said, like, how much attention to detail there is mm-hmm. with, like, all the species living in the one area.
No, I agree. That sequence really does show you, like, how everything is just, like, how every, like, everything interacts in the city. And,
yeah.
But yet, like, everything, one has to work around each other.
Yeah.
And it's all, if only our society was like so accommodating and so like considerate, but
one day. But yeah, another thing I really love about the movie is, and I'm again curious about how they do this in Zootopia too, but how they use smartphones and like the tech.
Yeah.
Because I think 2016, well, you know, like Judy Hopps puts her headphones in like her earbuds inside of her ear and like.
Yeah. And it's like the wired. Like,
yeah. Wired. Headphones. We didn't have AirPods back then, which is a crazy thought. But I remember like, you know, like her iPhone and stuff like that. Like, I don't know.
All the music like, that it's like all the like subtle references, again, Easter eggs to like real yeah. songs.
And it's very weird to see that in an like a Disney animated movie, because I feel like no other ones had shown an iPhone before.
Yeah. I mean, like, except for, like, Wreck-It Ralph, and even that was, like, sort of retro.
It's very
like,
retro, nothing, yeah.
like, no. I mean, well, like, I say use that as one example, but there's, like, a couple, like, here and there that take place in, like, contemporary eras.
Yeah.
But even to that degree, it they doesn't feel have... like they felt sort of timeless in a way yeah. that, like, I'm just gonna, like, again, I'm interested to see how they incorporate, like, the 2025, like,
yeah.
technology. Like, I sort of, like, it's, like, one of those things where I'm like, what has changed between then and now in terms of tech, pop culture?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I feel like also in 2015, like, that whole sequence with, like, Clawhauser and Bogo.
Yeah.
With the whole, like, with, app, the Shakira yeah, dancing the app. I feel like we yeah. were, like, obsessed with, like, putting our faces on random moving bodies.
We were, but, like...
And I feel like now it's just, like, AI.
Right, exactly. But also, it's, like, now, you know Clawhauser's posting on TikTok. You know what I mean? So it's, like, I'm excited to see, like, how the characters change from the one to the two in around technology.
Yeah.
So that's going to, I don't know. I just, I after this time watching it, I was just left with that thought wondering. I was like, oh, interesting.
What was your favorite bit of tech from Zootopia? Like whether it existing in our world or not.
No, I truly love every time Judy puts her headphones in.
into her, like, into her bunny, like, ears.
Actual ears, and not just like over the sides of her face or whatever.
It's like, it's the small details that count.
Yeah,
guys.
It is the small details, but yeah. Another thing that no one talks about enough in this movie is when, and this is, again, phone related, because Judy Hopps puts her phone in a Ziploc bag before they do this, but they literally...
I love how they, like, included that detail too, just so people wouldn't talk shit later.
And you know she had one on her.
Yeah.
She's prepared for everything. But they literally flush themselves down a toilet. But it makes sense because of the pipes are so large to accommodate for all of these other animals.
Yeah.
Especially the predators in... Yeah, in that scenario, I mean, like, they seen, would be able to flush themselves down the toilet. It's getting flushed away. Like, I love it.
It's like the elephant dung size, like, pipes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, there's that one of the early scenes in the movie where she literally falls into the toilet because it's not built for her.
Yeah. You're dead.
Oh, my God. Oh, she was so great. I loved that drill sergeant. Yeah. Like,
she's so cute. She's just like,
it's like, boom, you're dead. Like, bunny
carrots. Or fluffy butt. Fluff butt.
Yeah, fluffy
butt. Butt fluff.
Butt fluff?
I think it was butt fluff. Anyway, that's when we start calling everyone.
But Victoria, what was your favorite part of the movie?
My favorite part, it's the T'Junga chase scene when, like...
T'Junga. Oh, it's T'Hunga.
when... It might be.
Like, if you understood that reference.
No, it's a scene where Judy and Nick go to Mr. Montrose's house in T'Hunga, the jungle district.
Yeah. And Vine, which, T'Hunga, funny enough, Vine. Is one of my intersections.
And they go over there to, like, see what he knows about Mr. Otterton. And then he goes savage, and then he starts chasing them. But I don't know what it is. I just, like... I love that scene. I don't know if it just makes me feel like I'm in Animal Kingdom or what.
Ooh.
But I literally, the art in that scene, and I just love, you know this, I love a good chase scene. I haven't even made you watch Bad Guys
noir,
yet.
Like,
yes, literally.
It's giving, like, it's giving thriller. It's giving, like, and danger.
And animating that is so artful, too. So it's just like, I just really... love my animated chase scenes, and that one in particular is so sick because it's also like, where the fuck did Mr. Montrose go? Love that his name is Mr. Montrose.
I know.
Love a T'Hunga. And at the end of that scene is where you get Nick really getting emotionally involved in Judy's mission. And like that, it's just like, it's such a beautifully done scene from beginning to end where like it starts off as like they're on their A game, like they're gonna find shit out, like so high hopes, and it ends so low emotionally, and then Nick just comes in and picks it right back up, and it's like, okay, cool, you are like, you are a homie now.
Yeah,
like, great. So I don't know, I just it's like, it's in so little time, they just do so much, and it's so simple and so classic and such an homage. I just love that scene. But what about you? What was your favorite part?
No, I mean, I like love that. And it actually leads into what was like my favorite sequence, which was, I mean, like, I know we wanted to talk about it in comparison with Elemental. And we referenced it right there in that first episode. Elemental was this scene, the cable car scene, where it's like basically the protagonists who have been at odds up until now finally have a heart to heart and like come to like see each other in a new light scene.
Yeah.
And I just thought that it was such a great moment. It's like them, like, you know, it's a quiet like scene. Like, it's just like them talking. They're like riding above like the city on the little like Fonivia. What is it called? Cable car. What I wrote there. They're just like in the cable car, and like, yeah, like Nick, after having stood up for Judy, like he like finally like just gets to this really vulnerable place.
Yeah.
Where like finally like he and Judy are able to see each other like on like at the same level.
Yeah.
And like have this new respect for each other. And again, like also the sequence within that sequence where it's like we see the flashback of like young Nick and like what happens to him at the like the
literally
junior like Rangers thing. And it's just like, yeah, it's so devastating.
Literally devastating.
So it's just, I thought that was just a great like storytelling moment, a great character building moment. And like, again, it's like without like, it's a great quiet moment after all the fun, like crazy chaos from like the last scene where they're like doing the rainforest chase.
Nice, quiet, calm.
Yeah. So it's just like they complement each other like rather well. So
I also like about that part that as a viewer, you get to kind of pick what character you relate to the most, because up until then, you're just kind of on Judy's journey. Whether you relate to her or not, you're on her journey. But at that point in time, you're kind of like, oh, am I a Nick or am I a Judy? Like, now that I know why Nick is the way he is, you kind of like start to see them more so like a spectrum and place yourself on there. So like it helps you like feel more in the movie.
Yeah, they suddenly become like these dual protagonists versus just like the single.
Yeah, like, versus like foil characters.
Yeah.
That was good. I'm glad that we like had like a similar favorite part.
Yeah, I thought that was just like a good point in the movie. And usually like that's a point where like movies slump and like this really just like renewed like my investment in it.
Yeah.
And then afterward when it's like they really start getting along and like borderline flirting, what?
Don't even get me started.
The Tumblr tags going crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. There's that one fanfic. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
The Judy Nick fanfic that it's like I can't even.
I am not a Judy Nick stan, by the way. I don't know if you know that about me.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Tell me.
I just found out what the fanfiction was and I will not be sharing that on air.
If
you want to do that, I'm sure you can find it very quickly on with a quick Google search, but I will not be repeating those words.
Oh my god, wait. I'm gonna actually like look it up.
Okay.
Oh, it's a comic.
There's imagery attached to this.
Yes, I Will Survive by Borba.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at the creator. Like no, again, it's not you that. Do you. It's just
it's more so how appalled I am right now. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah,
you can turn around.
You're like,
turn that around.
Enough.
Other than this being my least favorite part,
of just recording this episode.
Of just Zootopia, the Zootopia universe, whether cinematic
I don't
or
think
not.
Disney associates.
No, this is definitely not part of the Sin, but it's anything. Judy Hopps is Judy Hopps. There's nothing I can do about that. But did you have a least favorite part in the movie?
I mean, yeah, for me, my least favorite part, which I think is also the most important part of the movie, which is why I wouldn't do away with it so much as I just like, I literally like to this day, I've never been able to either fully watch with my eyes or fully listen at the same time to this scene. Cause it's just like the secondhand, like embarrassment cringe, like, oh, why is this happening? Is that scene, the whole like press conference scene where Judy basically throws like predators under the bus and like Nick feels obviously like very betrayed by what she says, and it's like basically all of her like prejudices coming to the surface.
Yeah.
And like again, it's like one of those things where like it's this is the hero of the movie and like, you know, even she has these like prejudices and she's like, oh, I'm not like that, and like and it's like basically like, you know, these systems like expose their ugly face, and it's like, I don't know, it's like one of those things where us as a society, like, we cannot deny that these things still like perpetuate themselves, especially right now. Like, but like, I think again, once again, it's important to like address that it does happen, which is why I'm like, I'm glad that the movie like took it a step further and like had Nick confronting her about it and like telling her to her face. It's like, what do you think? Like like words and actions have consequences and I'm not with it, you know?
Yeah, the dialogue there is very on point and very telling for both the characters too, because like we said, like Judy lives out her childhood dreams and to some degree also like her childhood prejudices.
Yeah, and like her childhood dreams, like it's like we were talking about this. It's like this is the only time we're like, oh, pro cop.
Yeah.
This is like major propaganda.
Yeah.
Like
I'm like, yeah.
ACAB
it's hard. It's hard to swallow this pill, but Zootopia is my favorite movie, and I am fully ACAB. So it was rough. Yeah, so you have Judy on one side doing this, but then on the other side, you have Nick, who's already told us his backstory and like really has no tolerance for this shit, which is really admirable.
I mean, yeah, like I think that was like his most heroic moment in the movie, where he's just like, you know, screw this. Yeah. Like, I have my principles, and like, sure, like, you may have your perspective, like, your prejudices, but like,
that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Baby girl.
Yeah. But what was your least favorite?
I don't really know. Part? I think maybe the part where they're they find all of the missing
mammals.
Just because I remember watching it in theaters and being all like, I'm going to get faked out. I was like, I'm getting weird vibes. I don't know what this means.
You're like, it's too soon.
I was like, I feel like I haven't been in this theater long enough. Something's going to happen. I was like, why? It just gave me weird vibes, sinister vibes. So I'm going to go with, and it's a little too long. It's a little too long.
Like that sequence in the like animal hospital.
Yeah, animal hospital.
The veterinary clinic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also, the other thing is like, I also feel like it's not scary enough, which maybe is why it sussed me out. But yeah, it's just that part isn't my favorite.
I mean, fair. Like I kind of, rewatching it now, I kind of just like skipped or like I wasn't like paying attention to it as I was watching it. Yeah. I was like, I know how this goes. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And the theaters, I thought it was like a cool, like, oh, like.
No, it's a good fake out.
Yeah. But then I feel you. Like afterward, once it's sort of like done, like the rewatchability of it is like, okay, you found the animals. Uh-huh, like,
yeah.
You don't have the whole case figured out yet. Calm down.
Calm down. There's a whole act. Versus like comparing this scene to the scene where in Frozen, and this is a little bit of a tangent, so bear with me. The scene in Frozen when Anna is almost dying and Hans is like, who could ever love you? Like these two scenes
still
are kind
top 10
of,
anime betrayals.
Right, kind of comparable. They like happen at the same part of the script. They like flip a switch on you completely, more or less. I'm like, one of these is effective and has high rewatchability. And then the other one is just something I can look away for a minute. And
because the real twist doesn't happen until like way after.
Like 5 minutes before it ends.
Yeah, this is like the era where
literally
Disney was
a plot twist.
Everything needs to be a twist.
Yeah. This was spiral pasta, baby girl.
Yeah.
This whole movie is just a spiral.
Vertigo, Hitchcockian.
Hitchcockian. But yeah. What's the cutest aspect of the movie for you?
I gotta say it was the Rodin family.
Oh,
I thought they were like so
the Godfathers.
Cute, especially like the Godfather like homage scenes, like especially Frufru. I'm like that.
Frufru's a girl's girl. Frufru's a girl's girl. Frufru has her own reality show.
But yeah, what about you?
Clawhauser. I'm obsessed with him. He's a cutie. I know that bitch listened to One Direction. I know he's up here with my Blackpink girlies. Like
terminally online. He's a K-pop stan.
Chronically online. Knows everything and everyone. Goes to Coachella 2 weekends.
At the end credit scene, like he and Bogo, they're like shaking their tails. Like,
he's my man's. He's my man. He's my best friend. He's in my close friends, actually. I am in his close friends. But yeah, Clawhauser, he's just such a cutie. And every time he has a scene, it's like the cutest thing in the world. And I think they did a good job of like making him funny without making him like too random and too much of a comedic relief.
Like when they throw him in at the perfect moments. I'm kind of obsessed.
Yeah, they do a good job.
What character do you relate to the most?
I think within the like Judy, Nick Wilde dichotomy. I remember watching this at first, like the first time, and being like, wow, I'm such a Judy Hopps. Like, I even did Judy Hopps for Halloween year.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, like, the more I watch it, and again, I've seen this movie probably, like, genuinely, literally 100 times. I actually relate a little bit more to Nick Wilde. Yeah. You heard it here first. I'm a Nick Wilde. What about you?
I don't know. I think I may be more, like, personality-wise, more of a Judy.
Yeah.
But I feel like, in terms of, like, I do have a deluded sense of optimism.
Yeah.
But I also feel like, I don't know.
You also have such a go-get-em attitude, even through your... Yeah, through your
pessimism. I just feel like
pessimism.
I hope I'm not as oblivious as she is to other things.
No. And these are two very like extreme characters in their own ways. Yeah. I think you're Judy and I'm Nick in the dichotomy of this.
Makes sense. but yeah, I don't know. It's just like wanting to see the right thing. I would never become a cop though.
No, me either. Not even if you begged me to.
Not even if I slipped the application. but then I don't know, like what about the side characters? Do you feel like, actually, I'm going to change my answer because if we apply the side characters, I feel my family would definitely feel that I was Flash, the sloth.
Flash is sick, though. Have you seen Zootopia Plus on Disney Plus?
No, I haven't. I know. I absolutely need to get on that.
We should. They're like 10 minutes long. Like, I'm probably going to make you watch it after this. So for those of you that don't know, on Disney Plus, they took some scenes from Zootopia and extended them a little bit, and they're called Zootopia Plus. So it's basically a scene from Zootopia, and they just extended it without any Nick or any plot with the Zootopia plot or any Judy or anything like that. It's literally just
so the side characters.
The side characters. So they have a Flash one, and it's, you're gonna love it. Like, it's so cute.
I mean, I love Flash. I used to have a sticker of him like on my laptop that it was like basically like it's just like Flash and it's like you want it when and then I had it next to my like she wants to dance like Uma Thurman sticker. But yeah, but I feel like definitely also Flash is like an insane driver.
Yeah.
IRL, which no. I feel like really applies to me. I'm slow as fuck except in a car.
You'll see. I'm gonna make you watch the Flash one.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I guess maybe side characters I can relate to. Oh my god, Yax.
Wait.
From the yoga place.
Oh, the new
Tommy Chong.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Yax. Just because he's like
a steel trap.
He's like, I wish I had a memory like an elephant. It's like, bitch, you just told me everything.
That was actually like such a great sequence.
Yeah.
Like, way to like fight the prejudices.
I know. Yeah, I like a lot in that sequence how they did the slow-mo. Like, whenever Judy, like, goes inside for the first time, everything's, like, in slow-mo. And it's, like, the pigs in the mud bath. And then
the whole psychedelic.
Yeah, it's, like, very slowed down, which I don't know. I just feel like in this movie, which was so fast-paced. But we have these breaks where, like, here it's slow-mo. When they get to the DMV, it's obviously very slow. And so, like, I don't know. I feel like the way they played
amazing
with pacing.
Amazing social commentary with the DMV. Oh,
yeah, that too. I just love that about the animation, that, like, it lent itself to, like, doing a lot of, like, different, quote-unquote, camera tricks.
Yeah.
Kind of, but it's all just still animation. I don't know. I love that. That was my favorite thing about the animation style itself.
I mean, for me, like, I thought, like, honestly, I didn't really pay that much attention to the animation so much as, again, to, like, the production design, like, within it, like, how they built Zootopia, but also it was just, like, the story for me. Like, I really, like, loved how this played, like, you know, like, a live-action, like, cop, like, investigative mystery. And, like, again, there's so many set pieces in this movie, like, because it really just feels like a fully played-out investigation. Like, there's, like, the, like, false leads, there's, like, the different, like, you know, witnesses, like, people that they're investigating, the different, like, locations they explore, the different, like, you know, subgroups in, like, Zootopia. So I just thought it was just, like, great, just, like, again, world and character building. Yeah. So that was, like, again, like, that's, like, for me, like, what lends to the greatness of Zootopia.
Yeah, that's true.
Were there any other, like, animation things, though, that stood out to you?
Honestly, just, I guess not. I think color palette wise, I was really shocked about how colorful everything was. And I'm excited to see more from, I honestly was shocked that they didn't crank out more Zootopia quicker because there's so much to explore and so much more building to do that, I kind of expected them to have a lot more content a lot earlier on, but that's okay. I'm not going to complain. I'm still around and I'm excited for the next one. And on top of that, we have Zootopia in the Shanghai Disney Resort.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. You haven't seen it?
No.
That's all my, other than like Zendaya thirst traps, it's literally just
like,
they
Shanghai
just opened
Zootopia
it two months ago or something like that. Shanghai Disney Resort. Zootopia.
Ooh,
oh my God.
Out.
I'm going to show it to you on TikTok.
Okay.
But oh my God. Yes. But anyway, sorry. I like,
you were talking about animation. Feeling,
yes. The animation. I'm just really excited to see what they do with it moving forward. And I'm hoping that I get the content, the amount of content that I desire from this.
Yeah, I will say, I lied when I said about the animation, because the ecosystems, like how they depicted, yeah, like the sandy or like the ice, the like rain.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm excited to see, yeah, what other ecosystems they dive into.
Or like
Zootopia diving, water world.
Then diving more into those. Like, I want the sandstorm that, quote unquote, Judy's preparing for at the police academy.
Yeah, because we didn't actually get to explore those locations.
In the Sahara. Like, the Sahara was just like a little quick pan over.
That's
true. We
were
in tundra and we were in Tahunga.
Yep.
And then other than that, Metropolis.
Yeah, and like, yeah, the city center. You're actually so right. Yeah, there's like a lot
of
like.
I want them to play and I want to watch them play.
Like, and they really got the room too.
Yeah.
And as we've proven, not unlike Kung Fu Panda, but also like for some reason this fandom has really like stayed strong throughout these like last 10 or so years.
Yeah, almost eight. It's only eight.
Oh yeah, because that's way shorter.
Nowhere closer.
Yeah, that's close way 10. Shorter than 10 years. But yeah, there really is a lot more Zootopia to see.
Yeah, I hope so. What would you rate this movie out of 10?
This is like one of those like 10 out of 10 animated movies. Yeah.
No way. I didn't think you were going to say 10.
I think it really is like a spectacular movie, and it really has like, even with like the modernity to it, like it still feels timeless.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those movies that's always going to be relevant to some degree.
Yeah.
As long as we have a society, we live in a society.
As we live,
as long as we're alive, as long as we breathe, as long as we are mammals. Yeah, I do think that this deserves a 10.
Good.
What do you think?
Oh man, it's going to be a 12,000 million billion gazillion trillion out of 10.
Is that how old you're turning as well?
Oh my god, no. I'm turning 21 again. Don't ask me how many times I've turned 21.
It's like they got to check your ID at the bar cuz you look so young.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and fun fact, as a treat for your birthday extravaganza, remember that time we got our IDs taken away?
Oh, yeah, we got our IDs snatched. Snatched in Miami, in Wynwood, in the old Wynwood.
And yet we still managed to go into the bars anyways.
Coincidentally, the same month that Zootopia came out.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was literally that same trip, I think. I remember going during spring break,
yeah,
which is when we went.
Yeah.
We didn't see it together, I guess.
No, I watched it so many times. Do you have an alternate title for Zootopia?
Do you have an alternate title?
I do. Do you?
Not yet.
Oh, mine is Hot Fluff.
Hell yeah. I knew that was going to come back.
You knew that, yeah.
It was going to come back to bite us in the
hot
tail.
Fluff. Or Hot Fuzzy, but I like Fluff better.
Hot Fluff is fun.
Hot Fluff
I
is
like
fun.
Fluff.
It's
fluff.
Different enough.
No, I don't like...
Not Zootropolis.
I'm sorry. I did think of that, but I was like,
Zooplantis.
Ziudad.
Ziudad.
Good. I'm gonna leave. I think Hot Fluff speaks for itself.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. It cannot be topped.
Yeah. Thanks. What age do you want to be to watch this movie?
I feel like 9 would be a good age. It's like very aspirational.
Oh, like baby Judy.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Like that, seeing how like she grows up and like moves to the big city, even though I grew up in a big city and like,
yeah,
like, you know, like it's sort of like the Mary Tyler Moore show of like, she's a single gal, like,
yeah,
taking on the workplace. She's gonna make it after all. I feel like young me would have really like appreciated like a role model like Judy.
Oh, that's
at that age.
True. That is very cute. I was just thinking that I would actually pay money to be able to watch it as a 19-year-old again.
Yo, I mean, that was a fun. That also like loved watching it, because also just like in terms of like the social awareness, I think,
yeah,
it's like a great movie that it like was, many more people could benefit from,
yeah,
watching.
I went with my younger cousins, and I think Elisa was, I think she was 9 or 10. And then the little ones were even younger. They were like 7 and 3 or 4. And like, we all had such a blast. And like, we came on, we all we could talk about was Zootopia, Zootopia this, and Nick Wilde and Judy Hopson. Like, it was great to have those conversations with the younger kids too, because I'm like, I know that it got through them as much as it got through to me. So I totally see that for you, like, oh, wanting to be 9, but honestly, I would pay money again to be 19.
Honestly, that was like a great moment to watch it as well. Yeah. Like, I loved like watching it then, like for the first time. Mm-hmm. I don't have it here in like LA, but I have it at home in Miami. The Art of Zootopia, like, book.
Oh, really?
Which only further like enhanced my appreciation for like the world building of it.
Oh, that's sick. I've been dreading the next question since the beginning, but who would you additionally cast in this movie?
What, because it's so stacked?
Yeah, like, I don't know who I would add where. Like, it's such a tight script for me. Like, I don't know what I would, you know? Like, what could I bring to the table? The Zootopia table.
I mean, it's such a good point. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe. It would have been fun to get some, like, Disney stars. Like, I think Kristen Bell could have been, like, a fun...
Oh, that's cute.
Like, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe someone on, like, the PD. Like, maybe someone who'd, like, takes pity on / befriends. But, like, that's basically, like, the whole Clawhauser, like, role.
Or, right. But maybe, exactly. So maybe we have a mean girl PD.
No, I don't like the, like, whole rivalries.
Like, no, not like a rivalry.
Like a ribbing, like someone who ribs her. Like,
yeah, at the beginning. Like, you know how there's those two scenes where they're in the, like, at the meeting?
Yeah.
Getting, so a girl cop at the one at the top that says something. And then at the end, she says something nice.
Oh, so we have a little runner.
An Eleanor Shellstrop moment.
Yeah.
Not so much Anna.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. More of Eleanor, less Anna. That would have been fun.
That's good. I'm going to decide to add Sofia Vergara.
Ooh! Excellent choice.
As someone. Maybe someone she gives a ticket to is Sofia Vergara.
Oh, my God.
And this is, like, the third time I add her to a movie.
She's great. Like, she deserves to be in more movies.
Yeah. I need her to be voice acting, too.
The whole, like, my mommy wishes you were dead.
Yeah. And then the mom being like, coño! Or something. Yeah. No digas eso!
Oh, there
you go. Yeah, literally just something like that. Just a quick little two-liner.
So wait, what part would you do away with if you could?
Literally any part that anyone ever on the internet decides to fan fiction Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde together. Like, any line that inspires them to, anything, any type of little flirtation, any type of, like, insinuating their love of any, just make, I want to keep them as platonic as anthropomorphically possible.
Damn, don't at me, Victoria.
No, I just
this
did.
Is where we definitely, there's like where we firmly like
disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I, like, again, against my better judgment, like, I know it's wrong, but then why do they write them that way?
Because they're pals.
I don't know, like, Mulder and Scully were pals too, and look how that ended up, like, the affair allegations, the whole, like, literally, like, 30-year, like, message boards about will they or won't they. Mm-hmm. Look, if chemistry's got a chemistry, like, sorry, like, there's friendship chemistry, and then there's, like,
which is what they have.
I mean, you can have that as well with your partner. Are you not friends with your partner?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, it's the foundation. But, like, damn, when he, like, I don't know.
I'm so salty right now.
Again, I wish they didn't write them that way. Like, look, do I want to ship a bunny and a fox at my big age? No.
Not the big age.
Am I ashamed? Kind of. But, like, am I wrong?
Yes.
No.
Yes. So wrong.
Okay, before we get into that further, does it have the Frozen effect?
Absolutely.
Think? Yeah, I think, honestly, like, rewatching it, it was, like, sort of the, like, damn, I kind of want to rewatch this again. Like,
again, 100 times I've seen this movie, most definitely.
It's definitely got the Frozen effect. I hadn't seen it in a while, I will admit, but it's definitely one of my faves.
Oh, really? I feel like I watch this, like, every 90 days.
No, like this one I haven't in a while, but I'm also like not like, sorry, Disney, don't strike me down. I'm not on Disney Plus a whole lot lately. Sure. I feel like I've been going on more late though.
I'm pretty much exclusively on Disney Plus because it's the only one I'm logged in on my computer. So when I don't want to go to the living room,
you're like, boom,
it's Zootopia or Moana time.
Epa.
Yeah, I guess. What were you going to do away with any part?
Honestly, no, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm happy with how the story turned out.
Fair enough. I mean, I also didn't remove anything actual from it. Just some people's opinions.
Just people's opinions.
Just wrong people's opinions. Before we close it off, though, I do want to just like give a little shout out to Fru Fru for being one, a badass bitch, two, a boss ass bitch, and three, such a girl's girl, because the Fru Fru and Judy alliance
saves the whole movie.
Not only saves the whole movie, but I can guarantee you is what's going to make Zootopia a better place to live for everyone. If when the mafia leader is Fru Fru, when Fru Fru is the mafia leader and Judy Hobbs is police captain, it's going to be a girl's world out there. And that's where I want to be.
It'll turn to Barbie land.
It's going to be Barbie land without any Kens. Like not even the Ken insurrection. Just literally the Kens will be in their place. There's going to be no crime. Do you understand that? No crime. With Fru Fru in charge of the mafia and Judy Hopps as police captain. I'm going to cry. I cannot wait.
Like the whole fact that it's like, oh, a cop and a crime boss as best friends then again.
That, no, it, they're...
Fru Fru has paid Judy off. Not Judy just, is a corrupt cop.
But without actually even paying her, she's not going to give her money. It's just because of love and girls-girlsing.
Well, Victoria, because it is / was your birthday, I hope that you get your wish.
That's what I was thinking when I blew out my candles.
And with that, that's the end of another beautiful episode of FYC. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for celebrating
P20. Yeah, for listening to us. Yep.
Anything that you'd like to say, birthday girl?
No. Anything what?
Wait, say that. Sorry.
I was going to say, the only thing I want people to know is that if I lived in Zootopia, I would live in Tahunga. No doubt about it.
Hell yeah. I'm a little rodentia girl myself.
Oh, I get
it. I think I'd like a little like loft or like a studio.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
That would be a squeeze, so but
it would be so cute. Oh, that would be
go
so
shopping
cute.
With the girls.
A little
get townhouse, my hair done.
A little brownstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.